Sydney's best breakfast. 2GB.
A visiting British author has sent a powerful message to Australia. Douglas Murray says Australia needs to stop feeling guilty. He says we need to be proud of who we are and don't listen to the knockers anymore. Now, Douglas Murray is a conservative political commentator and a New York Times best-selling author. His latest book is The War on the West, exploring how well-meaning people have been fooled by hypocritical and inconsistent anti-West rhetoric. And he's been touring the country and talking to Australians about why we're made to feel guilty by some. And Douglas Murray says we need to push back.
One of the things that stuns me, it goes back to the thing of gratitude and the West, is that all the countries that are currently being defamed as being most racist are all of the countries that are least racist. It's all the countries where we actually mind about that. You know, when the Australian public are called racist or attacked by a politician for racism, they only try this because they know that it would wound you.
How true. He says the countries defamed as being racist are the ones that are the least racist, and they only try this because they know it will wound you. And he makes the point that if you go to China and accuse someone of racism, they couldn't care in the slightest. Here's more of Douglas Murray.
The oddity of it is, it's in our countries that people actually do, maybe you could say not enough, but they do rise up, whatever their background. Our politics are more diverse than most countries. If my father had moved to India, say, I would not be a player in Indian politics. In fact, I couldn't be. Rishi Sunak's father moved to the UK and he's prime minister. And I'm rather proud of that. I'm rather proud of the fact that we have systems where talent can out. But you can only recognize the virtue of that if, among other things, you recognize that is not the norm. In China, nobody who is not Chinese will rise up the Politburo. Of course not. Of course not. Mm. So why do we keep just getting beaten up and being made to feel bad about ourselves for something we're actually doing pretty well? Mm.
Yeah, you got a round of applause for that comment. And if you want to hear more of this, search Uncomfortable Conversations with Josh Zepps on your podcast feed. Just search Uncomfortable Conversations. And Douglas Murray once said, a country that believes it has never done any wrong is a country that could do wrong at any time. But a country that believes it has only done wrong or done such a terrible amount of wrong in the past is likely to become a country that is inclined to doubt its ability to ever do good in the future. And while he was in Australia, he was asked about our rejection of a race-based body called The Voice. Douglas Murray says he followed the debate and he's glad the proposal failed.
You cannot treat the majority of the public as interlopers. It's quite wrong. Nobody alive did anything wrong. Nobody. So why be treated like you did? And by the way, the English didn't do anything wrong either. I mean, you know, as my late friend Clive James used to say, we're here because history happened. There's nothing you can do about it.
I love it. Nobody alive today did anything wrong. There's nothing you can do about it. And I love the comment where he said, you cannot treat the majority of the public as interlopers. But that's what we do every time we're welcomed to our own country. We need more Douglas Murray. He's fantastic.
For more of The Ben Fordham Show, watch live weekdays 5:30 till 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.